Coach, congratulations on the victory. You got out to the nice start, never trailed up 7-0, and really never looked back here this afternoon.
Played okay for a Saturday. I mean, Saturdays are so tough because you don't really know what you want to do, you know, with your energy level and things like that leading up to the game. But, you know, for the most part, I mean, I'm pretty happy, really happy being 3-0 with, you know, the short practice and everything like that. But, you know, we need one more week so we can take a week off or 2 weeks off.
And you got a good start there, good production early on. You were talking about not getting a lot early on in the first half, found the post there. Sloan Baker did a good job cleaning up and getting a couple of and-ones in the first half and got another one in the second half.
He's still in football mode. He's going to finish better later, I sure hope. You know, because he's good enough to do those things right there. But, you know, we made an effort to try to get Sloan the ball down low and made an effort for him to, you know, get ready to attack. And, you know, he got to the free throw line a lot in the second half. But, you know, he needs to convert the gimmies.
Once again, Scott City coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. The Beavers winning this afternoon 59-33 over the Pueblo East Eagles. And you guys hold Pueblo East to a season low, 33 points, one off what they scored, or four off of what they scored the last two games. And defense looked a little better here this afternoon.
It was better, but at the same time, you know, Pueblo kind of had that look in their eye like, you know, do we want to be here this afternoon after going 0-2? So, you know, our guys took advantage of it. And, you know, like I said, you know, we played okay. We didn't play great, but at the same time, we'll take a W on a Saturday anytime.
And you had a player like Justin Froh, who was pretty active, more active this afternoon, looked a little bit more confident, taking some shots, had some good looks. He ended up with around 4 or 5 points this afternoon. I thought his effort was pretty good as well.
Well, we told Justin, if you're open, you need to shoot the ball. And, you know, it probably fumbled one that he should not have shot, but he shot it anyway. But that's a good start, I mean, to shoot the ball. You know, we'll kind of get on our sophomores, tell them, hey, you're not the primary look, but at the same time, you still need to be able to, you know, step up and make a shot when you need to.
Well, 3-0 here, and a pretty tough schedule there with pretty good Wichita Trinity team Thursday night, Kansas City Christian Friday night, and then today here with Pueblo East. What have you seen? You expect maybe some surprises from your team out of the first three games?
No, I mean, I really don't think we played that great. I mean, I'm really happy we're 3-0, but at the same time, I'm not, you know, I mean, I told them, I said, you know, we did what we wanted to with our W's, but said, I'm still going to ride. Yes, still going to coach you hard to get where we need to be, because we're a long ways from being, you know, up to standards with a lot of teams.
All right, you have 4 days of next week of practice before you get ready for the Higginson Eagles. They're undefeated going into their game tonight with Ulysses, and Higginson is a team that's lost some players from last year, but have some pretty good underclassmen coming in.
That's what they tell us. I mean, we'll see. I, they're not in this tournament, so we haven't done anything with them yet. You know, I know they got a couple of sophomores that are good size, but, you know, the quality of this tournament, you know, kind of says volumes about what you can do. You know, I know Hugoton's going to be, you know, ready to play us when we get down there. You know, they've been talking a little smack already about how it's their year. So, you know, we'll get a week of practice and we'll make the trip south.
All right. Scott City 3-0 and a nice win this afternoon, 59-33. Coach, thanks for joining me here, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Em.